Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 430, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Turned around and went on up the ladder, and I noticed her hat and alloper and piece of ribbon, and I said, "Mr. Frank, what am I going to do with these things?" And he said, "Just leave them right there." And I taken the things and pitched them over in front of the boiler. And after Mr. Frank had left, I goes on over to the elevator, and he said, "Come on up, and I will catch you on the first floor." And I got on the elevator and started it onto the first floor, and Mr. Frank was running up there. He didn't give me time to stop the elevator, he was so nervous and trembly, and before the elevator got to the top of the first floor, Mr. Frank made the first step onto the elevator, and by the elevator being a little down like that, he stepped down on it and hit me quite a blow right over about my chest, and that jammed me up against the elevator, and when we got near the second floor, he tried to step off before it got to the floor, and his foot caught on the second floor as he was stepping off, and that made him stumble, and he fell back sort of against me, and he goes on and takes the keys back to his office and leaves the box unlocked. I followed him into his private office, and I sat down, and he commenced to rubbing his hands and began to rub back his hair, and after a while he got up and said, "Jim," and I didn't say nothing, and all at once he happened to look out of the door, and there was somebody coming, and he said, "My God, here is Emma Clark and Corinthia Hall," and he said, "Come here, Jim, I have got to put you in this wardrobe," and he put me in this wardrobe, and I stayed there a good while, and they come in there, and I heard them go out, and Mr. Frank come there and said, "You are in a tight place," and I said, "Yes," and he said, "You done very well." So after they went out, and he had stepped in the hall and had come back, he let me out of the wardrobe, and he said, "You sit down," and I went and sat down, and Mr. Frank sat down, but the chair he had was too little for him, or too big for him, or it wasn't far enough back or something. He reached